WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you? You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFS.
Push him right to the edge.
When punks start hassling decent people, I make it my business.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Went away from the concert where we filmed him recently, Iggy Pop muttered, "Who's the godfather of punk?" and then drew three arrows in the condensation on the coach window, all pointing at himself.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
Go up on the audience and make yourself bleed and roll on glass.
Water? Do you do that?
What?
Did I ever?
Yeah.
Yes.
What is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
I'm only in layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Presentation.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's time.
Put your hands together, welcome.
The best DJ in the world.
And you know this.
Yeah.
Man.
This time we're gonna go back.
This DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it. He kicks it.
Let me kick it.
Kicking the old school. And dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
We'll be right back.
completely different. Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of a free-form mix of music. Only here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on the frequency-modulated airwaves of the Boston metro area. Tonight, we are back with the third episode in my Tears of the Gods sub-series, Street Jams. Yes, I'm going to be bringing you a high-energy sequel to my October and November 2021 sound collages. Street Jams and Chants was the first one in October there, featuring Tone Lock. And then the second one was Street Jams and Tchaikovsky Variations, featuring Run DMC. And of course, the classical composer, Pyotr Tchaikovsky. And the idea with the Street Jams is that we're going back to the origins of hip-hop in the 1980s. And there was a particular style of music that was developed coming out of, well, as disco started to decline, and funk was going on. Funk came before disco. But people started exploring more beats and synthesizers and the bass stuff. And a particular variation was called electro-funk. And that ended up changing a little bit and becoming hip-hop. Particularly, electro had Afrika Bambaataa. And he started sampling the German electronic genius's Kraftwerk and mixing that up with turntables. And oh boy, did the world of music change. And we're featuring him, Afrika Bambaataa, and then also the American proto-punk band from Ann Arbor, Michigan, the Stooges, who were formed in 1967, most notably with their singer Iggy Pop, who certainly went on to become a phenomenon. And also the guitarist Ron Ashton was notably important in the Stooges there. And they gained quickly a reputation for having very wild live performances. Iggy Pop especially became known for very outrageous behavior on stage, like smearing his bare chest with meat and peanut butter and cutting himself and showing off his parts to the audience. Iggy Pop inspired so many other people, and you know, we'd say early, the Sex Pistols and the Ramones are pretty well known these days, but before them, there was Iggy Pop and the Stooges, and we're gonna be hearing from their 1970 album Funhouse. That's our featured album, along with a whole bunch of Afrika Bambaataa. So we started off the show with the extended Chase Carson intro, who I am dedicating this show, as I have the other, the first Street Jams, to Chase Carson, who for many years was the DJ who came after me and then mysteriously disappeared. Yes, this is dedicated to Chase. We had an extended intro there. And then we also had some bits of an interview with Iggy Pop. And a lot of our audio clips in tonight's episode are going to be from two interviews with Iggy Pop. One with Tony Martin, who you heard a little bit from the beginning. And then another one with Tom Snyder. And we also heard that mixed in before the Stooges, the opening track from their Funhouse album of 1970, Down on the Street. And we followed that with Africa Bambaataa and Soul Sonic Force and Who Do You Think You're Funkin' With? From his album Looking for the Perfect Beat, 1980 to 1985. And then, just to round things off in a canonical Tears of the Gods formulaic manner, all of my ambiance this evening is going to be the romantic composer Felix Mendelssohn. He was one of the early romantic composers, a German-Jewish guy. This is A Midsummer's Night Dream, the overture from that. So in the next set, we're going to be hearing from, well, actually all of the punk that I'm that I've selected for this episode is from the 1970s. So this is early punk, and all of the electro-funk that we're going to hear, early hip-hop, is from the 1980s. In the next set, the punks we're going to be hearing from include the Dead Kennedys with Jello Biafra, and the Heartbreakers, and another selection from the Stooges Funhouse album. We're also going to be hearing, as far as the electro-funk, well, the Fat Boys and Run DMC. The structure of this evening's episode is going to be four about half-hour longish sets. And so a whole lot of music for you. And we are going to start off this set by going back to Africa Bambaataa's big hit, which sampled, and this was a difficult thing because people were working it out, and my opinion over the years has changed, where first I thought Africa Bambaataa was just stealing, and I've changed my mind on that. But it really is taking a lot from Kraftwerk's from Kraftwerk's music to make this Planet Rock like these synthesizer sounds and a whole lot more.
Planet Rock.
Here.
Stop.
Street Jams and Punks. And the Tears of the Gods sound collage.
Cherry Brown, my aura smiles and never frowns. dating in school. Your kids are married, dating in school. California, over Alice. California, over Alice. Over Alice, California. Natural, you will draw for the master race and always wear the happy face. Close your eyes, can't happen here. Paper on why horse is near. And if they don't come back, you say, mellow out or you will pay. Mellow out or you will pay. California, over Alice. California, over Alice. Over Alice, California.
Stuck with me when I was screwing up, when I was a jerk, you know, when I couldn't put out consistent product, when I couldn't talk a few words in a row without falling down, when I wasn't doing good shows, they stuck with me. Some personal friends did too, especially David Bowie and another father. Yeah.
I know what you're thinking, Punk. You're thinking, did he fire 6 shots or only 5? And to tell you the truth, I forgot myself in all this excitement. But being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and will blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Punk?
The Special Olympics of Punk Rock.
Everything that he touched turned to gold. He's the greatest of the great. I get it straight, he's great. Claim fame cause his name is known in every state. His name is Jada. DJ made my day. Like the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. He's a maker, a breaker, and a title taker. Like a little old lady who lived in a shoe. If cuts were kids, he would be you. Not lying, y'all. He's the best I know. And if I lie, my nose will grow. Like a little widow boy named Pinocchio. And you all know how to store free. Go!
Tricks up for kids, he plays much kids. He's the big bad wolf, and yo, the three bigs. He's the big bad wolf in your neighborhood. Not bad, meaning bad, but bad, meaning good. There it is.
Did it was out of frustration. I just felt very bad at the time, and music is an expressive medium that sometimes it can get out of hand, you know, and suddenly maybe you'll be playing a tune and you really want to express the truth, and the truth at that moment was that I ought to be cut, so I cut myself. Mm-hmm. You know.
you're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies and TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real world historical events. Who knows where? It's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Non-Commercial Radio. I'm your host, Edward Bukert, and this week's episode is the third in my continuing Tears of the Gods Street Jams sub-series that mixes up early hip-hop, namely that subgenre of electro-funk, which is actually where a lot of hip-hop started way back there in the 1980s. And we have as our featured hip-hop artist Afrika Bambaataa, who kicked off the set with the classic mix of his big initial hit Planet Rock, which had a lot of contribution, well, samples from the German electronic geniuses Kraftwerk, who were in fact in that role the godfathers of all of hip-hop, as well as being profoundly influential for a lot of other musicians in electronic and rock and all that. Yes, Kraftwerk. But we had numbers, and there was some Trans Europe Express mixed up in that. I found that on the Don't Stop Planet Rock remix EP that has several different versions. And then we heard a little clip from Jack Webb and Dragnet, followed by the Dead Kennedys and California Uber Alles. One of the weird things about the Dead Kennedys is the way that the guitar sound. East Bay Ray there, he was their music producer. They really didn't, as he has said, he didn't really know what they were doing, but they went ahead and did it. And one of the things that he did is he would take reverb, a little kind of echo effect, and he'd use that on his guitar, and then he'd send that and get it all distorted, which is kind of backwards of the way people usually do it. They'd add the reverb onto the distortion afterwards. But, you know, that's part of their sound, and then it works for them in that way. Then it was some more electro with the Fat Boys and Can You Feel It? Followed by, well, an excerpt from the Dirty Harry movie. Yeah, you feel lucky, punk. And then some more real punk from back then, the Heartbreakers with Born to Lose. And I found that on a great compilation, DIY, Blank Generation, the New York Scene, from 1975 to 1978. And then some more early hip-hop with Run DMC. That was Peter Piper from their Raising in Hell album. And we finished things off with the song 1970 from our featured album, The Stooges' Funhouse. And mixed in among there, those songs, we had a couple of interview excerpts with Iggy Pop, the vocalist for the Stooges at the time, who went on to have quite the career himself, as well as rejoining the Stooges in their later incarnations. You know, in these times, in the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time, as well as harming the environment. A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks, and mending holes in clothes with just a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes. Less time than browsing the web to spend money buying new ones. While some electronic devices are purposefully manufactured to be impossible to repair, there are websites like iFixit.com that publish high-quality detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic devices malfunctions, before throwing it out, track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that'll do the trick. So when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it to save you both time and money. Search the internet for instructions. And remember, if you were going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts Educational Radio. So backing me up right now, all of our ambiance this evening, the music I play when I'm in the talk breaks here, is by Felix Mendelssohn, the early romantic composer. This is the Concerto for Two Pianos and Orchestra in E Major, the first movement. We'll be hearing the second movement in the next break, which will come after this half hour set that's going to include... Oh, yes, thanks for... I had a caller before. It was pleasant to chat, a former WMFO DJ from back in the 80s. And I've got, we've got some Sex Pistols. I promised I'll send that out to you. Some problems. We'll be hearing from the Ramones. And another selection from our featured album with the Stooges, Funhouse. In fact, I'll tell you, it'll be the title track. And then on our electro-funk front... We have Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, but even more interesting is a kind of two-song sequence. There's something that's called an answer song, which has been going on decades and decades, where somebody comes up with a song and it becomes a hit, and then somebody comes up with a song that's a reply to that song. And obviously, they're trying to make it be a hit as well. So what we got is a song and an answer song for you in this next set. The first initial song is Roxanne by Dr. Ice and the Educated Rapper. And then in reply to that, in between.